Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Podcast, we're here, bitches.
Welcome. It's a Monday, starting off your week right. It's the best podcast in the world.
Oh shit.
Good song. Undeniable. Nobody will deny this is a good song.
Great. I feel like I'm in middle school again.
Come on, Abby.
This is the kind of stuff I listen to. Hey, that's not a bad thing. It's reminiscent.
Now, you're right. That was when you were exploring yourself sexually. You were just figuring out the world. I peaked in middle school, to be honest with you.
Eighth grade?
Yeah. Zach D'Amico, what up, baby boy?
Feeling great, baby. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm in a good mood today. It's a nice day outside. It's kind of hot, but not too humid. I'm fucking feeling nice. Skateboarding through the streets. Ah! This is the part of the song that everyone fucking loves. Oh, whoa, whoa. Everyone also loves my voice when I sing. Great show planned today. Chris from Brooklyn's here.
What up?
What up, baby boy?
Chillin', man. Thanks for having me.
Chris from Brooklyn. I did a show with him the other night at Stand Up New York. This motherfucker shows up late for a spot.
I was not late. I was 2 minutes early.
Hold on. He was late. In fact, so much so that they were talking about it. They were like, oh, man, this guy's late. And just kept on pacing the room, looking.
You know, I felt bad.
You should have.
I felt bad. I took the wrong A train.
Yeah.
I did a show in a backyard in Breezy Point.
Did you send a I'm coming text?
I see, but I sent it to John, and he was like, oh, I left. And I was like, I don't know anybody else to text there. What am I going to text Lewis? He's going to be like, I don't give a fuck. This is not my job.
Nope. I blocked you years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Abby Rosenquist is here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What up, girlie? You haven't been on since you had your bangs.
I know. How do you guys feel about them? Let's go around the table.
Very youthful.
I don't have a frame of reference.
Yes, you guys want to know.
Yeah,
I like it. Very youthful. Bangs on a chick.
You guys keep talking about young chicks. I was like,
that's true.
You know, so I'm just trying to look like what you guys need, you know, and want.
You should get one of those big lollipops.
Whatever your fan base wants, just tell me and I'll just fucking
document. We do like you as being a younger girl. How old are you in real life, IRL?
Ooh, guess.
Well, because you're trying to look young, I would guess 31. 31 years
close.
Old.
Close. 28.
28. Okay, 28. See?
See, I'm still a kid. Yeah, I'm young.
Fucking young as shit. But now you can pretend you're 21 years old.
Oh, thank you.
That's what everyone wants.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I thought 23 was a prime age.
No, that's
21.
That's when to age out. That's when a little
bit of mold is growing on the cheese. Oh, really? That's too old for you?
Yeah. I'm not trying to be in a relationship. I'm just trying to fucking chill out.
And a bunch of other ones.
Relax. Also, first time on the show, Doug Bryan joins the show. Doug, you are me if I cared about my life. You're very in shape. You're fucking bald. You've no personality. I like it.
Right.
This is very good. I like the fact that Doug is staring at me. What's going on, Doug?
Nothing, man.
Chris from Brooklyn brought you in here.
Yeah. I thought Doug's a good. He's a Jersey dude. He's funny.
He's your guy.
Yeah. He's all my buddy.
I like how Chris is starting to have guys.
He does.
Well, I just suggested to Shannon because I know you're always looking for new guests. So I was like, here's a suggestion.
It's good.
In the parentheses, he's a Chris from Brooklyn guy.
Yeah, he's a Chris
from Brooklyn guy.
I'm going to get shirts printed like Paul
Hanson. What part of Brooklyn,
shitty
Chris?
Accent.
I grew up in Gowanus, but I lived in a lot of different places in Brooklyn my entire life.
Right. Yeah, so why Doug?
Because Doug is fucking funny. What do you mean? Look at him. Because he looks like you.
See.
He's bald. He's a Goonie Jersey dude. I figured he would fit in here. I figured Shannon would like
him. No, he's the dude from the Goonies.
Yeah.
The retard.
Goonie. All right, look. Great show plan today. We're going to we got to get into this. I'm going to find out Doug's story because Chris from Brooklyn, he's never suggested anybody before.
That's not true. I suggested Catherine Henson for this show.
Catherine Henson.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true. All right. Fine.
How'd she do?
She's a Chris guy.
Yeah, she's a Chris dude.
She's a Chris dude. And she did pretty good. I liked Catherine. We'll get her back on the show one day. Doug, we're going to get to your fucking story. We're going to get to the bottom of it.
All right.
Okay? He's a psychopath. I'm looking at his face right now. Doug has deep emotional issues, and yeah. we're going to get to the nitty-gritty with it, okay? Right. And but first, we got to get to some plugs. Let's get these plugs out of the way, Shannon. Abby Rosenquist, what do you got to plug?
Every Thursday at 7 p.m. citywide at The Stand, $5 beer and a shot. Also, the food's like affordable, so just like, yeah, it's a great time. Come out. I host that with Shane Gillis.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm sure you guys will book me on it one day. That'll be really nice.
Hey, what are you doing on Thursday?
So I'll be at Citywide at The Stand.
Boom.
Yeah, the new Stand Comedy Club, obviously great. We've been doing Legion of Skanks there weekly. We're back there again tonight, actually. Go check it out, man. That is it's the club that everyone's talking about. It's two rooms, really fucking cool. The food's mm-hmm. great. Brought my son there the other night. My son feels like a celebrity.
Yeah, he is a celebrity.
Everybody knows him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he shows up and he literally leaned to me at one point and he was like, Dad, he's like, are you famous? Because there was all these people coming up to me, and then there was fans coming up to me, people like excited to meet me that were there for other yeah. shows. And I was like, yeah, sort of, Bubba. Sort yeah. of. But he got to feel that a little bit.
Gets that's cute. Like to be that's fucking cute.
A Gomez for a day. Chris from Brooklyn.
Well, if you can't go to The Stand, listen to High Society Radio live at 8 every
do both,
week.
Man. You can have one earbud in, and you can be at The Stand sure. listening to Abby Rosenquist.
I think most of our
listeners
are
schizophrenic. Yeah, just don't listen to my set. Just pay attention to everybody else's. It's fine.
It's okay. See?
But, yeah. On iTunes every Tuesday. One of the most recent episodes, both you and Zach are on. That's doing pretty well.
Very cool.
High Society Radio. You can follow me at Chris from BKOYN.
They're the OG fucking, you know, the original four mm-hmm. in the network. So you guys are the fucking best. Unbelievable show, High Society Radio. Doug Bryan.
Yeah.
What would you like to plug, my brother?
I have Bar None Comedy at the shithole down the street from The Stand at Bar None.
Okay.
Starts like at 8 p.m.
Thursday nights.
Yeah. Also Thursday nights. Is it Thursday nights?
No, Thursday nights, yeah. Same.
Is it Thursday
nights? Yeah,
we're all competing.
Place. They just come changed managers.
Go
for
to time. Doug's show, please.
Please, we need you. Please, there.
They need you so much more than The Stand needs you. The Stand has marketing.
No, yeah. Bar None's had some real good press lately, right?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Wait, what happened at Bar None? What happened to Bar None?
There's a lawsuit. Nothing. I don't want to get on the
thing. Yeah,
I want to hear about it.
Lawsuit.
Wait, what happened?
One of the fucking bouncers grabbed one of the old bartenders there.
Now
there's a problem.
Girl or guy? Oh, she. Oh, the girl. She
yeah,
grabbed
yeah,
the girl.
Got grabbed.
How do you like by the pussy?
I have no idea. But he was a big fucking dude too. He's a savage. Just this giant black dude and just
racist.
Did something.
I like this
to
guy.
Her.
This guy has a place
I told
on
you.
This show.
And he fucking
this, this fucking gorilla. He fucking put his hands
but
on
he
her.
He didn't just grab her like
he climbed
like,
the Empire State Building with her.
He might as well have. He might as well grab this bitch and slap airplanes out of the sky. He grabbed her and like shifted her a good. Like 3 feet away from where she was originally standing.
Of course.
Like, and then they're just like, oh, Jesus Christ. I wasn't yeah. there, but that's the story that I heard.
It wasn't that was she was just in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so then she quit.
That
yeah, she quit.
Was
she
it that, was it at
fucking,
your comedy show?
No, it wasn't at my show, thank Christ. Yeah. But
that would have been a fucking really yeah. interesting thing.
That would have been some good press. At least like there's girls getting molested. Like that yeah. would be a lot better than the shithole locals that we play in front
yeah,
of now. Because
they do say no press is bad press, right? So yeah. if somebody had to get assaulted at a comedy show.
Hey, John Jones slapping that stripper's pussy made me a fan again.
Fuck yeah.
Oh,
I got no problem
amazing.
With it. I got no problem with it. You're gonna go, you're a fucking millionaire going to a strip club. You're the best fighter of all time, debatably.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think Mayweather does when he goes to a strip club? Do you think he doesn't fucking smack strippers on their ass?
Well, he owns
well, no,
one,
he,
right?
He wears
so he can
gloves.
Do whatever yeah. he wants that a girl.
He owns a stripper. Just fucking uses her as a punching bag. How great would that be?
It's like the meat and Rocky.
Yeah, just say? Hangs her by a chain. Just fucking. fuck yeah.
I was happy to see him in trouble again. I was tired of that fake Christian shit that he was putting
John
on.
John Jones, I agree. I like this
it's
guy.
Not him.
I fucking like this guy.
I think it was
get
weird
out of my head, Doug.
I think it was weird that they said you have to leave a deposit if you want to slap a stripper's pussy. That
yeah.
was in the article I read about of the John course. Jones thing. So he didn't leave the $100 deposit.
I know.
What?
That was just extortion. That's all yeah. that was. It's like, yeah, you could do whatever
of
you
course.
Want. You just got to pay us $500 and you could choke one if
of
you want.
Of course.
To.
And look, here's the thing. This is why.
And how is she supposed to feel her pussy unless you slap it when you put coke on it?
If you're rich, okay, if you're rich, you can't act a fool. Simple as that. You're putting yourself out there. So many guys do so much worse shit to those strippers at that club, but they're not multi-millionaires. They don't have UFC yeah. contracts. They're not celebrities. So you can't get fucking crazy anymore. It's just not the time. You know, back in the day, it was great. We had it was a different time. You could just, you could be a, I was thinking about this, like, there was just like creeps in a neighborhood who could like just like prey on young chicks, like older dudes. That doesn't exist anymore. Everyone's got Facebook and Twitter. Even if you're not a celebrity, you can't really.
Still exists.
Not the same way it used to.
Yeah, people, the local are creep is kind of gone. Yeah. I miss that though. They were, there was always like that creepy guy.
I was gonna grow up to be that guy.
Dude, there's three bars by my house, and there's like, there is a group of like older creepy dudes, and they walk by all the bars, and they like pretend they're just smoking a cigarette outside, but they're all like craning their necks inside to see if there's like young chicks in there. It's fucking bizarre.
And there never is. No, every girl in the neighborhood knows not to go there.
Yeah. Zach Amico, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics watching movies and bullshitting. And hey, if you are in the Nashville area, August 11th, Nashville. Capital Wrestling coming out. Big show. Got Kevin Nash and Scott Hall making an appearance. Oh, very excited. Come out and see my first big road trip for wrestling. Come hang out August the 11th.
I'm really excited. We got a lot of fans out in Nashville. Go support Zach and Mika. You should do a stand-up show while you're out there, Zach.
We're trying to, me and Harry Terjanian are trying to book something while we're out there right now.
I got a contact. I'll hook you up with somebody. Okay? Go see them do some stand-up as well. Yeah, guys, check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks, plus the Believe You Me podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. We don't fuck around. I do three different shows here every single week. So many amazing shows in the network. Obviously, High Sider Radio, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Comedy Fight Club just came back, and we're crushing it now. The return of the Judges Table, the return of DJ Isis. It's basically Roastmasters rebranded. I actually love...
You know they never stopped doing Comedy Fight Club, right?
No, but it's a stand.
Okay.
And now it's a good show.
Okay.
I'm not there every week, but I'm there a lot. Okay. But Big J's back tomorrow night. The Judges Table is fucking fire. So you can get all these shows at GasDigitalNetwork.com on demand at your fingertips. The latest 15 episodes are on demand on iTunes and Google Play and all those other places. But you can get every episode we've ever done ad-free, uncensored, 5 days before they go anywhere else. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. Legion of Skanks almost sold out now. We sold out the Belly Room. Special guests as well. We have Burt Kreischer as a special guest, but then we just got another special guest that I can't even name that we booked for the podcast. I'm so excited about this guy. Never been on the podcast before. People are going to be fucking very pumped. So if you didn't get tickets to the Belly, it's not Joe Rogan. Don't worry about it. Stop fucking saying things. Even if it was Joe Rogan, I can't say it, you fucking piece of shit.
Dude, that's awesome, dude.
Stop.
Brody Stevens?
Stop.
They sent an intern out there 2 weeks earlier with a shovel.
Listen, it's going to be fucking incredible. I mean, maybe we should even open up a second show. This guest is so fucking good. I'm so excited about
guys,
this.
Guys, you heard it here first. Joe Rogan.
And the Monday night on the 19th of August. We still have a few tickets left for the main room, Legion of Skanks and Friends, featuring the Legion of Skanks, Burt Kreischer, Tim Dillon, Kurt Metzger, Annie Letterman, and more. Very special guests going to be also on that show. So make sure you grab your tickets right now at thecomedystore.com. And then I will be in Fort Worth, Texas with Big J that following weekend, the 22nd to 24th. And I have two shows, one night only, on the 25th, headlining Houston, Texas at the Secret Group. If you guys want to come and see the future home of Skankfest South, which is going to be next March, I'm going down there just for this reason. I'm going to be doing some fucking special meetings and photos and planning. So come out to those shows. It's the small room. This was done last minute. They only had the small room available, so we're doing two shows in the small room. This is going to sell out. Don't fucking wait. It's the Secret Group in Houston, Texas. Grab your tickets August 25th, Sunday night, one night only. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review, all that other shit. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. That's it. That's all I had to do. So yeah, bar none, that's it. So they're having bad press.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not. It was,
that's the problem when you own like a business like that, like a bar, somebody's gonna fucking get assaulted. But I mean, bouncers are fucking.
You mean it's a problem to open a dive bar across the street from a series of dorm rooms?
Yeah. Oh, bar none. I know bar none.
Yeah, that's that place that everybody's known.
Right next to that little burger spot. Was a burger spot right there?
Five Napkins.
No, it's not Five Napkins.
Yeah, and then 99 miles to Philly's right there.
No. It used to be another one. What was in that? I don't even know what fucking Five Napkins is. There was a little Blue Nine Burger used to be right
Blue Nine Burger. Yeah, that's not there no more.
It doesn't exist anymore.
That was all of those clothes.
That was, I completely forgot about Blue Nine Burger. You just reminded me about Blue Nine Burger because that little block was a block of just grease and rape. Like that.
Well, because Cheap Shots was across the street from Bar None, and people who thought they were classy would go to Bar None.
Yeah.
But then Cheap Shots was like, it just always smelled like vomit. Like you'd go there when the bar was like three deep at Bar None, you'd go across the street and do like five shots in 10 minutes.
Yeah, when the bar was fun.
A couple shows ago, we talked about dive bars and the old great dive bars in New York City.
Oh, they're going away. So
Continental, clothes. Yeah. That's insane.
There's still Doc the Holliday's downstairs. And Lucy's is around the corner.
I have never done those, but the Patriot, I believe, is still downtown.
That's a great bar.
Like $7 pitchers of beer or something. Like
Raccoon Lodge is good.
Yeah. Pine Tree Lodge. We should do a fucking... We should just do a... Like a fucking live podcast at a dive bar.
I used to love the best dive bar in New York City for years. It sucks now. It's called Tobacco Row, but it used to be called Port 41 across the like in that little alley where the Port Authority is.
Yes,
and it was
I
a bikini
a
bar. It was a bikini bar.
Yeah.
But it was just like hood Puerto Rican chicks from Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, so that's
so rude. It was fucking so much fun.
Port 41?
Yeah, it used to be called, now it's called Tobacco Road.
Yes, okay, so Tobacco Road, we almost turned into a comedy club.
Really?
Straight up. With the booker for Tobacco Road, we had her convinced to do this, and she was going to the owner to turn it into a straight up comedy room like fucking 7 nights a week because she loved comedy, mm-hmm. and they were doing... Just like, you know, dive bar bands and just like trashy bands. But that bar was fucking dope.
Oh, yeah.
That's all going away as well. Like a bar where you have to show your tits to get the job. You'd be like, all right, let me see you in a bikini.
Well, I knew it was all downhill when I walked in. It was like Russian girls. So I was like, oh, this fuck.
Yeah,
this.
Well, that's an exception then because you can still do it to Russian girls. You can still do it to
Nah, but they want money.
Well, yeah. Well,
they got to pay off their indentured servitude.
Puerto Rican girls just used to pull their tits out.
Yeah, they were great. It was a good time.
Yeah. Days are gone. There's still one more peep show left on 44th.
Is there?
One live peep show. That's it.
I used to go to those peep shows before I moved to New York City in 2001. Mm-hmm. And this is right before you really had the internet on your cell phone. This is the Nokia phone days where it was, you know, the front faceplate.
Yeah.
And
you just pretended Snake was a dick going into a pussy. Yeah. That dot was just a tight puss.
Yeah. But I used to go and I used to buy porn DVDs from those porn shops.
Yeah, yeah.
And once in a while I would go into the actual porn booth.
Just, you know, treat yourself.
Yeah, why not, dude? Yeah. And it's just like a fucking fat Dominican chick who's like hates her life. Just, I mean, she's like, it's the worst. Nobody pays her. Except me, just like I'm fucking 20.
Angrily like, jerking off with this woman with harpoon scars.
Yeah.
Wait, and is it just her? How does this work?
So it's a glass booth. Mm-hmm. And she's
kind of like Shannon right now.
Yeah, exactly. We designed the studio based off these booths.
We should probably get a slit here to put dollars.
Can we get more of an example? I don't know.
Can you show? I'm sure they have them. Show like a Times Square Jack booth. Excuse me. They have the ones with. Sorry, we got to clean that now. They have the ones with porn, which I would also go to, and then they had the ones with actual live women.
Yeah,
and the live women ones, I don't know which ones were sadder. The porn ones, you're just beating off in a communal.
Well, it just depends on who it's sad
Cowboy,
for.
Right?
What? The porn one is sadder for you.
Yeah. You're just jerking off in a box.
Yeah.
You're jerking off in a box, but when you're the old porn booths, I mean, you would flip through channels and you would literally like, it would be like black porn on one channel, gay porn on the next, and you'd be like 1,000 different DVDs
like,
playing at all times.
You'd always see UPN. Guys,
you always see guys going in there that you know just like have a living situation. Like, I would always see Hasidic dudes go into the ones
always,
in Sunset Park. They would always just go in there because they can't keep porn in their house because their wife finds that they're ostracized.
Well, this is just before porn existed, so I would buy DVDs. So, Shannon, no, this is when it was cool
the
in the 80s.
The closest thing
no,
I
you need some pictures
two.
On the inside.
So you're saying, okay, so like, what if you're not attracted to the chick? Can you still just get off?
You already
You decide before you get into that booth if you want to join her because there's three or four sad women.
Yeah. Oh,
and
okay.
They sort of pitch you on...
There you go.
Sad. That's it.
That's the video one, though, right?
Yeah.
That says live sex acts.
Some of them have both. Some of them had like 15 video booths, and then there's three booths with actual live women. And the live woman ones, all you
live woman for now.
You would jerk off at them.
Till the bouncer throws her through the window.
And then you would just try to come as quickly as possible because you have to put keep on feeding dollars in.
Oh, gotcha.
And when you would come, finally, you would try to shoot it onto the window.
Right.
That's because that's your version of coming on her.
Right, right, right.
Was actually shooting onto the glass.
That's how you show that you like her.
Yeah.
And then a thank you.
You come and then you go.
And you slap a five right on
You come onto the window and then you write thanks in the comments.
Yes,
right.
Exactly. Like the movie Ghost. It's very boo.
Went in there a few times. So, I came on the chair for the next guy to sit on.
Oh, you piece of shit. I've been that guy. I'm like, ah,
this is why we can't have boots anymore. Just
no,
sad. Just
you like, sat in somebody else's
definitely
cum.
Definitely sat in a wet spot. I remember one time I sat in one and I was convinced myself I had AIDS because I sat in a wet spot.
You pulled your pants all the way down.
Because he had just
I felt it on my ass and I was like, okay, that cum seeped through my jeans, through my underwear, into my asshole, slurped up into my fucking colon. Oh. I'm an AIDS patient now. Convinced
it's like
that
the beginning of Look Who's Talking.
I'm telling you, I convinced myself that I was HIV positive because I slurped fucking dude jizz into my butt in a jizz booth. Convinced. 100%.
Okay? Isolate that?
I slurped
cum up my ass.
I did. It's fucking. Because the other thing is when you sit and you feel the wetness. What happens? Immediately you tighten your asshole, right?
Yeah.
Think about that motion. Get it under the microscope.
God.
What is the tightening of an asshole except for sucking with your ass?
Whoa.
It's true.
So have you been
tested? It's
testing?
Like a shovel.
Yes, I've been tested.
All right.
And I am HIV positive. I knew it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, this is 20 years ago. I mean, 18 years ago.
Do they make you, like, give your ID to get in or anything?
So you got tested, a couple weeks ago?
It's just, like, all anonymous.
No, you just go right upstairs, and like you said, there's four women there with sad looks on their face, and you pick the one that looks the happiest.
Dude, you know how sad it must have been at 10 a.m. on September 11th when someone had to go knock on each one of those doors and been like, Guadalupe, take the day.
We got to go. Take a personal day.
Dicks at half
mile. I don't know. People are going to need that, you know? You got to be there to entertain the masses, you know?
Yeah, it was.
You know, we always talk about how the comedy club stayed open.
Yeah.
That would be such a great mockumentary, how the porn booth stayed open on 9/11.
Oh, for sure they did. 9/12, they were open.
Well, the bridges were all closed. People couldn't get home. You had to jerk somewhere, you know?
That's true.
Yeah.
I had a rollerblade across the George Washington Bridge.
Oh.
I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I rollerbladed across the George Washington Bridge. And then a guy picked me up.
That's for real.
That's what he got. The guy was just like, hey, dude, do you want to pick you up? I mean, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
And that's when you
And it's
HIV.
September 11th.
Oh, that's so gross.
This is the biggest tragedy I've seen today. A fat Puerto Rican on
We need another 9/11 to bring us together.
Going that's over crazy. The fucking grates, you know, like those grates to make you slow down, that make your car vibrate?
Oh, yeah. Walking across the walking path on the George Washington Bridge is mostly that.
Shocks.
Yeah.
Through your body when you because you don't realize I'm zipping the first one I just went your whole body it's fucking banana it's crazy dude you feel like you're dead but that was a good old days jerking off in the jerk booths going through the porn channels.
They didn't let me, not that we were gonna go in, but in Japan they didn't let me come in because I was a woman
into any of the porn shops.
Yeah, into no porn shops I think would have been fine, but the booth places. I thought it was a porn shop. Started walking in because I thought it was a porn shop, and they were like, the guy at the end was like, no women, no woman. So I had to leave, but it was the booth. So I guess women don't get to do this.
Yeah.
Just one more way we're oppressed.
Yeah, but you could also sell your panties in a
vending
bubble
machine.
Ah, that's right.
That, okay, true. But I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can't. I mean, I guess we could. Nobody's buying them.
No, but yeah.
Yeah, you might be able to. You're famous now, Lewis. You could probably sell your dirty underwear.
I had a girl hit me up, and she was like, if you want to fuck a fatty, I'm down. Literally in my inbox today. And I was like, what a delightful woman.
That's great.
What a fucking...
That's a good person, yeah.
Cute chick, dude. She's a kind of a chunky broad.
Huh.
And she just threw it at me, which is...
Is that uncommon for you?
Women aren't usually that confident that aren't just sort of like... Fatties aren't that confident.
Specifically.
Fat chicks usually aren't, you know, they're a little bit more, you know.
So now you're going to fuck this fatty.
I can't. Maybe I will. Maybe who knows. Yeah, but here's the thing. Now I feel like, look.
Yeah, I think you owe it to her.
I remember my ex, Kim, told me she like wrote a letter to Ashton Kutcher when she was 12 wearing like Ashton Kutcher Rules t-shirt and being like, you know, we should totally meet sometime. Like, that's like a story of hers, which is hilarious. Like,
yeah.
Now, imagine Ashton Kutcher just fucked her. Like, how cool would that be for her? And I mean, look, she's a child, but at the same time,
Ashton Kutcher.
If she had that, like, and I feel like I'm this fat chick's Ashton Kutcher. So I could go and just give this chick some fucking Puerto Rican
give
rattlesnake.
Give her a story.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, where's my dignity?
Or I could be your handyman.
The female remake.
Yeah. Chris is getting funnier.
Thanks.
This is good. All right, gentlemen and lady, let's take a moment and talk about Blue Chew, which I love. Blue Chew, it is a performance enhancement drug for the bedroom. This is not for guys who have erectile dysfunction, though I think it could probably help with those guys. This is for guys who want to just go a little bit harder, a little bit better, a little bit faster, stronger in bed. If you have been with your wife for like a decade and you find that your dick is only at 60, 70%, you know, this is the perfect, in my opinion, this is the solution.
Hey, you're doing great.
Yeah. This is the solution. Yeah. Okay. You will have a fuller, harder dick. It's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, and it works faster because you chew it, okay? Chris, you're a reformed drug addict, okay? Mm-hmm. What happens? If you're going to pop a pill in your mouth, what do you do? You swallow it?
No, you're
going
to chew it. You want that shit to hit you faster.
Exactly, baby boy. Exactly.
I crush them up, just throw them in water.
You know what the fuck's up. This is it, okay? So here's the best part of all. You don't have to have a weird conversation with your doctor and have him in your fucking dick business, okay? You say, hey, doc, go fuck yourself. None of your business. Because you go to bluechew.com, bluechew.com. And guess what? You just do a little questionnaire. You see an online physician. It's like Ash Jeeves, okay? But it's a doctor, okay? And he fucking does everything right there and then. And don't ask him for any other weird shit. Like, if you want painkillers, don't be like, hey, can I also get painkillers? He's not going to do it, okay? He's just going to give you these dick pills, okay? And then they come to your house in discreet packaging. You don't have to go pick them up at the pharmacy. It is the best deal in the business, because I'll tell you why. We're going to give you the biggest, hardest dick you've ever had in your entire life for free, okay? All you got to do is go to bluechew.com. And you get your first order for free when you use the promo code RAP. Just pay $5 shipping. Bluechew.com is the website. Get your first order for free with promo code RAP. $5 shipping. Get a bigger, harder dick. Courtesy of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. All right, where were we? I took my son yesterday. It was such a fun day. We had such an amazing day yesterday. We went to the Palisade Center Mall, my own stomping ground. Up in Rockland County, New York. And I took him to an escape room. Five Wits escape room.
It was a security office. Yeah,
daddy's not allowed in Models.
Run! No, it was pretty cool. We went to the Five Wits escape room up in the Palisades Center Mall. It was fucking cool. It was really cool. I didn't think he was going to be into it, but they do it. It's not like one of these bullshit escape rooms where it's just like, oh, you got a puzzle on the table, and you have, oh, there's a lockbox thing over here, and you got to find... It's really high tech. They incorporate the technology into it in a different way. So it's cool. It was very, very cool. But then after that, we took him to my buddy Dave Green's place, and we ended up playing jamming and playing music all day. Here, pull my Instagram up, Shannon. My fucking kid.
Do you guys have kids?
No.
Nobody gives a shit when I start talking about my kid. Look how fucking good my son is at the keyboard. He's singing while he's playing.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah. He started improvising.
Is this making you guys baby crazy?
Yeah. I want one now.
Do you guys have baby fever?
No.
How good is he? I mean, come on, Shannon. Is he not? You go to the next video. He's playing drums.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
He's not that good. He's okay. He's getting there, though.
He's better than I am.
The first time he's played with drums, though?
No, he takes drum lessons.
Oh, really? That's fucking awful.
But here's the thing I noticed. Like,
I hope he can defend himself better with the jiu-jitsu.
How long has he been taking drum lessons?
He's going to get his ass kicked playing drums like that, I'm just saying.
Well, it's almost like with jiu-jitsu. It's like he's been playing on a pad and with a drum teacher, and it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, unless you're actually going out and putting it into practical use by jamming. Like, he's jamming, right? Yesterday we spent the afternoon just fucking jamming. He's picking up different instruments and trying to make music and in beat make sound. It's so much better. Like, he was playing drums better than he had ever played when he's just on a drum set. And you sort of need to have that. And now I'm like, I was so inspired for my fucking son to like go and learn how to do this shit. Now he literally, he was so lit on this thing specifically. He fucking loves it. So, I don't know. Is this all gay? It's probably gay. Whatever, Doug. Call me a fag.
I'm just sitting here like, oh, I don't want a fucking kid.
Why don't you want a kid? Yeah, what's your problem? It's the best thing I'm in the entire
ever?
World.
No, do you have any nieces
cool
or nephews?
I would to teach my son like how to hunt and fish and shit, but I can't. I don't know. Just Black? The rest of it, everything else in between, I don't know if I could do. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah, it's the concept.
Well, that's why you provide. Concept. You have the person who had the baby.
What do you mean?
To take care of the kid. You could do that stuff.
What woman's going to stay home and take care of a kid nowadays?
What type of dumb bitch?
Doesn't, yeah, that doesn't happen.
What type of fucking...
One that gets provided for really well?
Oh, see, I can't do that part. I'm not there we go. I'm not providing for anyone. I'm not doing that.
You hunt, Doug. Yeah. In Jersey, you grew up hunting.
Yeah, yeah. There's woods there.
What do you hunt?
Deer, turkeys,
I really
rabbits.
Thought Ned was coming.
Do you do elk?
Chinese.
We hunt in Newark. Yeah.
You see that movie with Ice-T?
Oh, wait.
Fags.
Have you ever hunted elk? I mean, not here.
No. 5 a.m. Patterson.
Right next to the bus stop. With a shotgun.
Found my sugar lick.
How old were you when you first hunted?
10.
You were 10. It's the first time you killed something.
First time I killed something, I was 16.
Are you hunted for 6 years before you killed something?
Yeah.
Is it difficult to kill something?
I was a little kid. I couldn't shoot a gun. It was too hard.
Really?
Yeah, it was a pain in the ass.
Did you try to shoot it?
Yeah, and then it knocks me on my ass, and you know nobody cared back then.
So you tried to fucking kill this deer. You had it in your crosshairs when you were 10.
I tried to shoot a rabbit when I was 10, and the fuckers are fast. So when I went to shoot them, like they, for some reason, they thought it was a good idea to load the gun all the way.
Turn the gun back toward you.
So when I shot it, I fell, and the gun went backwards, almost shot my Uncle Tony in the face.
Oh, my God.
Duck season.
So I missed the fucking rabbit.
So you missed the rabbit, and it was with a shotgun.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was fun.
My son, my niece killed a bug in front of him in Disney World. She killed an ant.
Yeah.
My little psycho niece. And he started crying.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He started crying. He was so emotional about
an ant.
About an ant. No, no, it was his aunt. His aunt, yeah. Amory. It was intense. This fucking child's a beast. No, it was an ant. Yeah, she squished a little ant, and he got so upset.
Is that her?
Aww.
Oh, yeah, those are my kids.
I saw an ant carrying a dead ant the other day.
Stop showing my children.
Wait, you
much.
Have two of them?
No, that's my niece.
It's so cute.
She is so cute. I know, and way cuter than your fucking niece.
Not true.
Shannon, we talked about this before.
No, and I won.
Can we please pull up your niece again one more time? Do it right now. And if you're a pedophile and you want to call in, we'll use a voice changer, okay, in post. Live, it's going to be your voice, okay? But if you're a pedophile, let me know who you would rather be with. Free Real Ass Podcast, Free Real Ass Pedophile T-shirt.
I'm not going to share their pictures under this circumstance, Louis.
Shut up, Shannon. Because you're a fucking bit killer.
No, I can't.
You don't understand how to fucking create a bit. I'm building a bit right now.
No, I can't do it.
Building a bit. Thanks. So you were 16. What was the first thing you killed?
Shot a deer.
You shot a deer.
Yeah, shot him right in the chest.
Right in the fucking
head. Did it die right away?
Yeah, it died. The heart was gone when we cut it open and everything. It was
Whoa.
Done.
Yeah. It was a heartless deer.
The
good.
Heart just was
Thank
gone?
God.
It was a deer.
Evil deer.
He had no heart.
Fuck that deer.
He was an asshole.
Good. I like it.
So hit him right in the chest, and then you had to gut him open and everything. And
his chest exploded.
Yeah, there was a hole in his chest that was about, because it was buckshot. So the shot spread, and some like hit him right in the chest, and the heart was just shot to shit.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
and he killed him right away. That's good though. That's the way to do it. Because I would be concerned that I would fucking shoot the deer's foot off, and like I gotta go up to this deer.
You
and
gotta
fucking
beat the death with your shoe.
I mean, yeah, dude, I had one bullet.
I should have brought another bullet.
There was this Asian guy that we
just
used to hunt.
You were
that only
that
brought
good.
One arrow. That's it. Everywhere he went, one arrow. Hits a deer in the spine, takes that same arrow and starts hitting the deer in the head with it, and the deer is screaming.
No!
We heard it from, like, where I was. I could hear, like, the deer, like, they go, nah, like, they make noises and shit, and he's smashing them on the head with an arrow trying to kill it.
Help! Does he know how arrows work? That is the least effective.
He's Asian, he didn't. And then that same Asian guy got caught selling the deer meat at his Chinese restaurant a year later.
Venison.
The same deer meat a year later?
Deer?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Okay.
Are you not allowed to do that?
No, you can't sell deer like at a Chinese food joint and like pass it off as chicken.
Oh, is that what they were
doing? Yeah, and that's what he was doing, and he got caught. And this asshole actually like dragged the deer out from his truck and brought it around back, and somebody called him and reported him, and that's how he got caught. And all like the meat that was there was all spoiled. It was deer. It was that rabbit. It was everything like that you weren't supposed to sell.
I don't trust Chinese people you as can. Far as I can throw them. I'm telling you right now. It's really...
Which is ironic. They are probably the easiest to throw.
They are tiny. Light.
They're aerodynamic.
Even the men.
Okay.
Just tiny little guys.
That wispy hair is just like the feathers of an arrow.
I just feel like every time you order food from them, they give it to you like it's there's something wrong with it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like there's a sarcastic thing on their face like, oh, enjoy.
Well, they don't eat the shit that they sell to us.
Yeah.
If you ever walk in, they're eating like this bowl of fish or whatever the hell. Uh-huh. They're not eating General Chow's chicken or any yeah. of that shit.
But it's so good.
Yeah, I try not to look at the color of the meat when I eat it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't. Even when you ask for white meat, you get these giant chunks that I've never seen that part of a chicken before, and it's slimy.
I don't know what part of a cow that beef and broccoli is. Ugh. It's just, it's like a sponge. It's just a gray sponge.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit strange, but if you don't think about it, it's fine. I mean, they have to test these things, right?
No.
Well, sometimes they just...
They do, right? That's why they have the whole A, B, C, D system.
Asians don't follow the rules.
Yeah.
You know. They do what they want.
Mm. Most Chinese takeout places just have that grade pending thing all the time.
Yeah, and also that grade, oh. that those grading systems. I like weirdly. If I see a place that has a B or C, I'm like, no, I'm gonna go here still. Fuck this. I'm gonna let the state tell me where and where not to eat. And then 2 days later, I'm puking my fucking brains out.
Well, I mean, as somebody who worked in a kitchen for years, those things are written just. They're going to give you a ticket no matter
what.
Yeah,
they're a scam. And if you're just they like, want you to yeah. pay the fucking fine. They
not
want
necessarily.
You to,
mm.
No, but you can get a violation for having too many cuts in a cutting board.
Yeah, and what? You maybe you should get yeah, violations.
Because
it's
there's
like,
salmonella
I don't know.
That's in that cutting board.
But there's no
like,
oh, yeah. I didn't even think of
I don't know.
You wash
all I know
the cutting boards.
We had a restaurant growing up, and we always got perfect grades on cleanliness.
In New York City?
You're white.
Well, he was Italian. My step family's Italian.
In New okay. York City?
In San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Oh, they don't really care.
Yeah, the New York. I'm
you
talking,
would think that it's not that different, though. The
no,
grades
just
of,
look at the difference.
It's just
in
probably
the
a bigger scam here, right? So whatever's going on there behind
like,
closed
for,
doors.
For instance, say if you worked at a comedy club
yeah.
in New York City, the day the inspector comes, just fucking go home. It's never good when the first if the inspector comes, throw everything out in the kitchen. And yeah. you just watch garbage bags full of everything you were gonna eat that night go out yeah. the door.
No, they do that. They do that in high-end restaurants. Yeah, they yeah. do that in like 3 Michelin star restaurants. They're like, you come in, they'll just shut down the kitchen.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
like, nah, fuck that. We're not dealing with this bullshit.
Yeah, I think in New York City, there's a lot more like there's a lot more bullshit.
Hollandaise is illegal.
Bureaucracy.
It, like, yeah, put it this way,
it's
Hollandaise
a bigger,
is illegal.
It's a bigger
in this
fucking
city.
Scam here. There's more money to be made. Yeah. There's more restaurants to be made to make money off of. So whatever's going on there. They are gonna. It's gonna be a harder and a higher standard here.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Is like so. Like if you make a fresh hollandaise, that is not up to. You can't do that. People do it. You get hollandaise on your eggs Benedict at brunch. That's illegal because it's not the right temperature. Hollandaise sauce over eggs Benedict. You know that white stuff. Most people, a lot of people buy it, but like if you make a fresh hollandaise, that's not legal to serve in New York City.
It's not.
No,
why?
You can't make mayo from scratch because it's undercooked eggs.
Oh.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I have no idea. See, this is why it's good that you're a cook.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't
you
do something
cook?
With mm-hmm. that, Chris? Why don't you cook me something?
We're not allowed to eat in the studio.
I know all these fucking cooks. Nobody ever cooks me anything. Mm. All these people, they talk all this shit. Not once has a person sat me
go
down and made me a nice fucking meal. What, Shannon? What?
I've baked you things before.
Shannon, when's the last time?
Oh, your birthday 2 years
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. exactly. It's been a long time. Okay.
I did it.
Yeah. Nate, when's the last time you baked me a fucking Australian good?
He brought Vegemite into High Society Radio.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he did. See?
I'll be honest. I think I've dropped the ball here. Sorry, Lewis.
You really have. Also, Nate, what is this story, this peacock story?
Well, there's a small community in...
What's the place called?
Chatsworth, it's
okay.
called.
Here's my problem with Nate, okay? He always brings Australian stories to the show. I don't care about Australia or Australian stories. Regularly. He's like, oh,
I don't know,
hey,
man,
mate,
they got
there was a guy on a football pitch in Australia, and he had snakes in his underwear. He's like, shut up. I don't care about Australia. It doesn't matter.
Just when he checks his Yahoo mail, you know, that's just the front page for him.
Is Yahoo serious?
Australia is essentially Yahoo mail. They're
that
just
was
a little
old
bit
man
behind.
Joke.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I'm still adjusting to the internet and things like that.
It's fucking crazy, Nate.
Yeah, apologies.
And also, you gave me a vape pen, and I don't know if it's CBD or THC. He gave me a vape pen with two vape cartridges. He's like, yeah, mate, I don't know which one's CBD, which one's THC.
I gave you a vape pen.
I have to literally go back and forth between the two cartridges and smoke them regularly. And I'm getting way too much CBD, no matter what way you want to slice it.
Let me try both, and I'll tell you.
Thanks, Abs.
And I mean, I won't know, but...
Here we go. This is for you. Yeah, so no more Australian stories. Australian stories, the same way Trump is banned from the show, Australian stories are banned from the show.
Sure. Okay? This is not an Australian story.
New Zealand, Australia, same show. No, I don't care,
it's
Nate.
It's in Los Angeles.
Chatsworth, Los
Angeles?
It's in Los
Angeles. No, it's in Los Angeles.
That's a place in the fucking...
I'm looking at the story right now.
A former British colony.
Hit, Shannon, can you Chatsworth. Just bring this up?
Watch. Chatsworth... Australia.
I think this one's CBD.
Yeah, the dark one.
Oh, look at that. Chatsworth, Queensland.
I'm looking at
what did I tell you? What did I tell you?
I mean, there's going to be two places in the world called Chatsworth.
Chatsworth is a locality in Gympie region, Queensland, Australia.
You've got to be reading that wrong.
Nope, the Gympie region.
Gympie region.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that place.
I'm not going.
All right.
So I don't want to hear about the story. No more. Right. No more Australian news. Okay. This is not fucking the Australian pod. What's the biggest podcast in Australia?
I wouldn't be able to tell you
exactly.
I don't know.
This is why we don't talk about Australian.
I can tell you the biggest podcaster in Australia.
Who's that?
Kelly Fustuca.
Ah, fat joke. Take it, Kelly. Take it. All right. I wanted to talk. I can't. We can't talk about the story that I want to talk about because we're going to save it for Skanks tonight because it's too dark of a story.
It's too dark.
It's too dark of a story, and I think on Legion of Skanks there'll be an audience there. We're going to, without a doubt, make it funny. It's a hard story to make funny in this environment.
What's the story?
No, I can't say it.
You can't say what the story is.
I can't even say what it is.
Is it because I'm here?
It's because you're here.
Oh no.
All right, fine. Let's talk about it. Bangs. They're awful.
No.
That's the story. We don't like bangs.
No.
Men, they did a survey. 98% of men believe that women with bangs have stinky, hairy pussy.
That's fair.
It's true. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up and make it a...
You know, I never thought about it, but now, no offense, but...
Make me right, Nate, for once, for the love of God. No, the story, it's a sad story. There was a guy who, where is he? He's from the Bronx.
Uh-huh.
And he went to work.
Oh, yeah.
And he forgot about his twin babies.
Oh, yeah.
In his car.
That's right.
No.
Look how cute these babies were.
He doesn't look like a deadbeat dad either.
Shit.
Looks somewhat responsible. He's holding the kids in the
pool. He dropped the other kid off at daycare, right? I read the article.
He dropped the other kid off that day?
Yeah. He dropped one kid off at daycare and then went to work. And he said the car seats were turned around from him. And he just... spaced out.
Yeah, spaced out. Were they supposed to be dropped out of a different daycare? Is that
yeah,
why?
He dropped the kid or like one kid off at school and then yeah, they were babies and they had to go to a daycare or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. So apparently this is a common thing that happens. Like people, yeah. they'll be like
people really hate their kids and they make up this elaborate thing.
I mean, if you're going to murder your children, boiling them in a hot car is the most soulless way to do
yeah.
it, right?
Yeah.
So I don't believe that it's very rare that somebody's going to purposefully leave their kids in a hot car. Now, there's the negligent side, which is like people will go, oh, I'm going to go to the supermarket really quick. And right. then they spend an hour in there not thinking anything.
The line is long.
Yeah, yeah. And then they come out and their kid's fucking dead, right? Which happens with pets all the
time.
But
this guy went into work, right? He did an 8-hour day of work.
This happens as well. Now, this is a different occurrence. This is parents will literally forget that their kid's in the fucking car seat.
Because you said it's like if one thing in their morning routine changes, it fucks up their whole
yeah.
day.
Some other girl tweeted at me and she was like, there's been times when I've made a wrong turn and I've just been on the road to go to work and I forget that my kid's in the back. I'm just
Holy
in my head
shit.
Or whatever. And then I forget my kid's in the back seat and I just keep on driving. And then I go, wait a minute, I didn't drop off my kid at daycare.
Yeah.
And they have to turn around. No, luckily they never get to the place where they get out right. of the car on a hot summer day. But it's
well,
not
like if you get a text when you're putting your pants on, you forget to put your keys in your pocket.
Dude, I forget you know what I mean? I forget something at my home every single day. Yeah. Every right. single day. Now with my son, I'm so particularly careful. But this is why
he could also talk and is you
that's
know,
the thing.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah,
make
yeah, yeah,
like, hey, Dad, it's hot in this motherfucker.
Yeah. These are 1 year old twins. They were likely sleeping. When they go on car rides, they fall asleep. It's very soothing, right. so they stop making noise. you're zoning out, you're in your own head, whatever it is.
You're late to work.
Here's where I feel bad, right? Now, obviously, if this guy's just a piece of shit, you know, and he was just negligent, you know, even just being negligent, dude, killing your own fucking kids.
That's punishment.
It's so, I couldn't imagine. But if this is like a legitimate mistake, where and they've done studies on this.
To be fair, he was using a hot dog roller as a car seat.
I mean, you have to feel so bad for this guy and his family. I mean, think about how many family members.
I want to see his video of him apologizing for it. I want to see if I believe him. You know what I mean?
Do they have the video?
Oh, I saw the video of him crying in court. It's not.
Is he going to jail or anything?
Because some
jail
people right are now. Good actors, man.
He's in jail right now.
Do you think it's hard to get that smell out of the car, like McDonald's? Just cooked baby.
It just melted it.
It was a Honda smell. Element. He just took the back seat out and started hosing it down.
It's like in Fight Club with the burnt fat to the fucking cushion.
He posted.
He's got to take him to the wolf.
And you know, toddlers have a lot of fat.
He posted bail. He posted $100,000. And his wife is by his side. Like, she knows it sucks, but... She's on
he's
the side.
Mexican,
he's also he's a
she planned it.
An Iraq veteran, and like you know, everyone's saying he's a great guy.
Yeah, no. Apparently, like he was a really good dad. Yeah. He's got three other kids beyond that. It's not like he's
this 1 year old should have been throwing rocks.
So
at
he
him,
had
you know?
Too many.
Yeah, he did, honestly.
Yeah, that's too many to think about.
Look, he still has the majority of his kids. So
right.
When you consider that he's doing,
that's why you have that many, so
favorite.
You can lose some.
Decent, exactly.
Yeah. If you count abortions, he's doing better than you.
That is also true. And people are passionate about, like, fuck this guy. How could you do that to your kids?
Really?
Like, you're like, dude, how do you not feel for this guy? He's in a he's in a living hell. He's got to, I mean.
If he left the kids in the car and went and played poker or fucking fucked off for the day, yeah, I would have felt differently.
What do you think?
Even if
doing
it wasn't
work?
For the fact that he dropped the other kid off, I would think differently. You know what I mean? And he's got two kids who are like 12 and like 17. So like they made it. They're fine.
Right. Yeah.
He better have had a productive day at work to make up for it. You know what I mean? Like, what were you doing? Playing games on your phone?
Well, that's the thing. Nobody works all day at work.
Right.
There had to be some time where he
had just read the 5-hour work week. He could have easily avoided this.
Right.
And I bet he has pictures of his kids at his desk. You don't look at those pictures. Oh, I got the two melting in my back seat. Let me go check.
That's so fucking sad. I feel bad. I really feel bad for the guy.
Yeah.
I really do. It's fucked up. You know, just people are fucking. Sometimes people are like, they just don't understand like what it's like. I think most people that are saying, fuck that guy, he should be fucking put in a jail cell. I don't think they have kids. Isn't that a weird way to say it? Because I think the people that have kids under...
No, I think anybody with kids who says that is just envious.
Yeah.
But I think that if you have kids, it's hard to connect the dots where somebody would do that to their kids on purpose or even be negligent.
But you hear
enough.
About it all the time. You hear about people being negligible and doing stuff like that on purpose.
Yeah, but it's not really all the time. You sort of hear about it every time. You know what I'm saying? About how many kids
people aren't
doing that to their kids. It's just such a crazy, horrible act that, I mean, it's
fair
a fucking.
Enough.
I have a hard time believing that somebody would fucking, you know, do that on purpose or, and then I put myself in that position where I would just kill myself. There'd be before the cops got there, I would be fucking.
If you
dead.
Think Lewis is mad at Uber drivers now,
yeah, I can't.
You
imagine.
Drove around with my son for 14 hours. I thought it was a pool.
Ah, shit, dude. It's fucking, that is, it's so tough. So, you know, whatever, man. That guy, I guess he made bail. I hope he just fucking.
I hope he
changes his name.
Yeah, it's
whatever he's got to do and just gets on with his life.
We got 12 years.
Did he?
Yeah.
12
Holy
years?
Shit.
No, what was it? He posted bail.
No, he just, you don't post bail after you get sentenced or after you get convicted.
No, he wasn't sentenced.
Oh, he's facing 12
years.
He's facing 12 years.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He this happened like a few days ago.
Okay.
Fucking heat wave.
Yeah, the summer's usually good for one of those stories at least, though.
Yeah.
You always hear about one kid getting cooked in a car somewhere.
Yeah. But they did a study on this a few years ago, and they talked about just, they actually gave it a name, which is like, fucking, it was kind of a fucked up name. Look up if you can find the name. It's something like cooked baby syndrome or some crazy.
Like SIDS or some shit like that?
No, it's not SIDS. It's like something pretty insensitive, like, you know.
Baby jerky.
What is it?
It is forgotten baby syndrome.
Forgotten baby syndrome.
FBS.
Oh, shit.
Or is everybody else called
the
country of
Puerto
Rico?
They had to just give them something so they could say FBS instead of saying, I killed my kids.
That's true. What do you take for that? Tylenol?
Yeah.
apparently there's no cure.
No cure. That's it.
Not yet.
But I mean, people, I'm assuming most, I've never forgotten my son anywhere, even for a second. Like, my eyes are always on him. I'm like a fucking hovering dad. I'm a psycho. Right. Like, when we're at the park, I don't let my son out of my eyesight ever. Not for a fucking second. I feel this anxiety if just for, and he's a pussy because of it too. Like, to be fair,
he's always trying to get into a van with Uncle Ralph.
Yes.
You're right.
If I turn a corner and my son doesn't see me for a second, he'll like immediately, he starts freaking out.
But isn't that also not good?
He goes to school and shit,
in a
right?
public yeah. park, yeah. If you're watching, say, a kid in a public park, it'd be hard to like keep your eyes off of him. Because that's just prime real estate.
That's pedophile island.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where you're going.
And every parent's on their phone nowadays SVU. Anyway. Pedophile's just easy. Just
no, Lewis is just playing with a kendama in the corner.
But you have to, in order to have your kid kidnapped, unless it's somebody that knows your family and knows your routine.
They're going to scream at you.
Well, you have to have such bad luck.
Is it 90% of kidnappings or even more?
It has
more?
To be somebody that knows them.
Yeah.
It has to be because think about this, dude. Think about the luck. Just the luck of the draw. You're out with your fucking delightfully sexy child. Yeah. Okay. You're at a park. He's dressed particularly hot that day. Okay. Short shorts. Shoulders are fucking glistening. A little bit of fucking water from the sprinklers. Hair's a little wet. Okay.
Tan just got back from vacation.
Exactly. Now,
prime baby,
new haircut.
You happen
bangs.
You happen to walk past a pedophile, right? This guy, and in the exact moment that this pedophile passes you, let's say you're in a department store, whatever it is, the park is where they would go to hunt him, right? Mm-hmm. But like, to let's say I'm at the department store with my kid, right? I would have to pass this pedophile, not only a pedophile who's so, you know, into kids. Also, my kid's his type. He's into Latino children,
right?
Okay?
Right.
But then this person also has
and they're giving them out free at the border.
Yeah. That's true.
They have nothing to do that day. They're willing to give it all up. Like their whole day is like, this pedophile has to fucking give it all up in that moment. And everything has to come together for that person to steal your fucking child. I feel like if that happens, that's like the universe saying that you don't deserve children anymore.
Right.
Mm-mm. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody agrees with me.
I don't know. Maybe
it's hard to get behind you on that one. I don't know.
What, Shannon?
I found his court appearance.
Let's see. Oh, it's brutal.
Shit. Oh, shit.
It looks like Fat Drew Michael.
We probably shouldn't have hired his cousin as a lawyer. What the fuck is he
Sean saying? Patton, Drew Michael combo.
This might be funnier than Drew Michael special.
Tonight, a father facing charges after his 1-year-old twins were found dead inside his hot car.
I mean, it's not my fault. It was an accident.
Juan Rodriguez pleading not guilty.
Well, you can't say it's not your fault.
Was that his voice or was that somebody else?
It was somebody else.
In the car when he went to work.
You can't just cut that in.
A social worker at a nearby hospital.
At this time, do we have any confirmed DOAs? 2 kids on 1 test.
After working 8 hours Friday, police say the 39-year-old man got into his car, even drove a short distance before realizing the babies were in the back seat. Still strapped in their rear-facing car seats.
Somebody open a can of spam in my car.
From the mouth. Police say
Rodriguez
shit.
Screamed for help.
Oh, he's just God. Looking for an empty container of Sonic.
At the scene.
At least 23 children have died inside hot cars
hot
this year. Temperatures in New York City yesterday went up to 88 degrees.
Juan Rodriguez, the father of 1-year-old twins.
I just want to watch this guy cry.
But he's parked on the street.
With a
nobody
robot
noticed?
Voice reading the thing. I hear what do they do the robot voices reading the news stories sometimes?
Makes
so
it
strange.
Probably just makes you hate
That's
that
That's a
guy
great
more.
Point. He's parked,
he's
on,
parked
the street.
On the street. No one noticed
no
that
one
there's
walked
two
by.
Fucking boiling kids in the back seat.
Ooh. Yeah.
Maybe they thought it was one of those alarms when you come too close to it, it starts making that noise. Because that's the car alarm that I would have.
I bet they never even
to keep
them
away from saving your kids.
Car alarm.
I bet they never even cried.
They might have never woke up.
Yeah.
I don't know, they were foaming at
they
the mouth.
They definitely woke
That's
up.
That's gotta hurt.
They definitely woke up. They definitely freaked out and screamed in horrible pain. Guys, stop trying to make the best of this.
You don't think they passed out before?
Before they realized they were hot enough to cry? Yeah. No, Zach.
Think
no.
about when your bedroom gets hot. The first thing you do is go, oh, fuck, it's
I
hot
I start
in
to
here.
Cry.
Like, it's terrible.
I start to cry and kick my legs. And then the thing with the baby, like, you can't tell what their cry is. It could be that they're itchy. They got a little itch on their back. Or
I mean, if somebody was walking by a car and heard a baby crying, they wouldn't think it was because of an itch.
That's what I'm saying.
He's hungry.
Yeah,
no, that guy's that baby's hungry. I hope his mom comes back.
He could have a little itch. He could be boiling alive. Yeah. You don't know the difference between baby cries.
That Honda
I thought boiling babies was like frogs. They don't notice as long as the heat rises gradually.
Okay, it's true. It's like a lobster.
No, you stab it in the back.
Yeah, like a lobster. You got to fucking put the knife in its head first and then... That's the humane way.
Yeah, think about how hot that seatbelt got, like that little buckle that they have between their legs. Like that thing probably just boiled their little fat thighs. And then they just
got that's probably what they noticed first.
It says their body temperature was over 108 degrees.
Oh, yeah, they woke up.
Shannon, why aren't you playing It's Getting Hot in Here right now? Make it funny.
I hate it. I want you to change the subject.
What is wrong with you? Come on, we're trying to have a fun fucking show, and you're sitting here making it depressing.
Just on a side note.
In Australia, that only happens 3 times per year.
Somewhere in Australia.
It's always in a kangaroo pouch.
No, I managed to find that data about
somebody
banks.
Should have given those babies a Foster's.
Side note. I managed to find that data you talked about bangs. I found a graph, and actually, you were right, Lewis.
Oh, shit.
Guys don't like bangs?
Wow. Men's perception of bangs on women by percentage. Big, hairy, stinky pussy, 98%. 2% says nice. That's a no, real that,
girl. I've always nice been an
pussy
exception.
Or nice person?
Nice.
Because you can think somebody's a nice person, but
perception
still.
Perception of bangs.
Okay. Perception of the bangs, nice.
Oh, that's nice. Or that's nice. Big, hairy, stinky pussy.
98% of people think that you have a
thanks
big,
for putting
hairy,
that 2%
pussy.
In there for me. I appreciate that.
I didn't do anything. You mean Earth? Thank you, Earth, for 2% yeah. of you enjoying
did
it.
Did you not get that survey? I thought everybody got that.
It's a real survey. Yeah. Nobody likes bangs.
It's a question on the census.
Well...
They
grows.
Couldn't get that citizenship thing through, but they got the bang stinky pussy.
Also, 2% margin error on that.
If I throw my bangs out, I'll let you know how my pussy gets when my bangs grow out. We'll see if it improves. I'll let you know.
What? Listen, we got to guess the news. It was another mass shooting yesterday. Nobody's reporting this.
Wait, what? Well,
there was another
mass shooting yesterday.
Where's this one at?
I only know because of my uncle's Facebook post. So.
All right, so let's go. Let's guess the news.
So you guys could guess.
Was he
where
angry
it was.
About it? What happened?
No.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. Ooh. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Somewhere in California, there was a mass shooting at a garlic festival. That's all I know.
Mm. Oh, I thought
vampires.
Yeah. There was a mass shooting at a garlic festival.
Yeah, it was
yesterday.
Outside of San Jose.
Huh.
Yeah.
At a town
nobody's
that is
safe.
Known,
nobody's safe.
At a town that is known for their garlic.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How many people?
3.
Oh, we're guessing this.
3 died?
3 died, 1
You're
was a little
supposed to let
kid.
Us guess it, you dickhead. 11 people were down.
I mean, that's why did you story? Bring up a mass shooting at a food festival?
Yeah,
Zach's obviously going to keep track of those.
The Venn diagram of things I read.
I almost went to that.
I mean, what the fuck happened here? I didn't even, why is nobody talking about this? Nobody cares about this.
Because there's only 3 people.
There's only
we're
3
over
people?
It.
Is that really a mass shooting?
Is that
shooting?
Not a mass shooting? Or no 3 people no. killed or 3 people shot?
Because I read 3 people died.
Okay. So I think
maybe
I'm
wrong.
We've gone over the definition of a mass shooting before. It's like, I think it has to be.
It's more than 2, right? It's just at this point, it's.
Just more than 2 dead? Oh, so this
is
a mass
shooting. No, more than 2 shot is considered. They changed the FBI. Statistics like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, and that's why they're fucking so many mass shootings. Yeah. By definition, that's...
Like, well, they used to not count like gang violence either, and now they count that.
Yeah.
So that's what raises
that. So
if the
gun is sideways,
number.
They don't count it.
You know, they got to count the disabled.
I know nothing about this. Nothing about the shooter. Nothing about... I just saw it on Twitter, and then I saw that like nobody was really talking about it.
Are we supposed to be guessing more about this? I'm confused. Okay,
what do you
so
think it was? Who do you
prejudice
think
against Italian after all this time. Can you believe that shit?
Do we think it was a man, a woman? It's obviously
no,
a man.
It's definitely a guy.
Maybe it's the beginning of women. Maybe it's the beginning of women shooters.
They would
at a garlic
up.
Festival because nice. At that kind of place.
Yeah,
that's not a typical place. Something's out of the ordinary. So maybe it's I don't know.
I don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be.
It's just maybe it's just the biggest event in that town. Like I was just waiting
not,
all year.
I don't think it's a mass shooting in the sense of like there's a crazy person wanting to shoot up a bunch of people. What I think it was.
Somebody had a gun. Something got crazy. Something,
the lines were too goddamn long for garlic bread. What the fuck?
It's garlic and bread.
Yeah. How fucking long does this fucking take? Shit.
What, I think it's going to be an isolated incident, like a fight happened and somebody pulled out a gun and that's that, you know.
San Jose a shithole?
San Jose is a shithole, right?
It I is? Don't know.
Look, I say I like the long bread.
Sounds
you like the fucking knots. Why don't we fucking leave it at that? No, the fucking knots are better. Boom, that's it.
I love
Game
it.
Over.
Well, give me some more information here, Shannon. What else do we know about this?
Okay, so 12 people were injured.
See?
3 people were killed, including a 6-year-old little boy.
Oh, no! Whoa. That's my son's age! Why? Shannon!
Sorry.
You bitch!
What 6-year-old likes
maybe
garlic?
They killed the kid by accident and then they killed the rest of the family because they were like, well, I already killed one. Mm. You guys are going to be sad, so yeah. I might as well just take you all out.
The only thing that they know about the shooter, they identified now as of an hour ago, and his name is Santino Finch. William Legon. And he's 19 years What's old. That? This is him.
Oh, no. It is a crazy kid. God damn it.
It's a crazy kid.
Of course, it's always somebody that can't look at the fucking camera.
Yeah.
Somebody that was performing at the festival said that once they started to hear gunshots that he ducked like under the stage. And he was like, why are you doing this?
This poor monkey got killed.
He said, why are you doing this? And the kid just said, because I'm very angry.
Oh.
That's the only
thing. I hate garlic!
The only thing they have right now. Yeah. But he was killed. The cop shot him.
They shot him.
Yeah.
They shot him?
Yeah, they shot the kid.
Oh, well, that's, I mean, I guess it's good that they're shooting white serial killers now, right? Yeah. Now that can't be.
Was that a thing for a while? They were saying they wouldn't shoot the white kids. They shoot the white kids, too. Yeah. They shoot the cops.
It's just not news.
Let me tell you something.
The big thing was that Dylann Roof got to go to fucking Burger King on his drive to jail.
Yeah, oh my God, that sounds so good right now.
It does actually sound delicious.
Oh man, I want those fucking
chicken
nuggets.
If he had been like Popeyes.
Dude, I
really trying to throw that temporary insanity defense out there.
There's no, people are so silly sometimes. They think people are going to politicize their moments of fear. Like a cop, when there's an active shooter situation, like they're going to go like, you know what? White guy. Let's try to take him down with it. It's just not.
No, sure. Right.
It's not happening. This person.
They either
they're
feel
shooting
a threat
at them.
Or they don't.
They're going, I'm fucking taking them out and I'm shooting them. Whatever it was in that moment. There's been plenty of times where there's been black kids that have had guns that weren't killed. They were just literally taken down.
Which
whatever it
easier...
was, they put the gun down. They get tased. Whatever happens. There's been plenty of times where a white kid has not had a gun on him and he's been killed by cops. But it's. We politicize it and we create
well, just a lot more white cops shooting black. You know what I mean? Like
that's
just what it is.
Story. That's
just more white cops policing white neighborhoods.
There's more white cops and more black kids committing crimes. Yeah. So it just
and they look like the targets.
It's just statistically speaking.
That they use
they're
at the police station.
Yeah, they just it's like they've been traded.
It's yeah. I mean, look.
Well, they're more intimidated too sometimes.
Yeah, they do say this like in the. In the middle of the day, it's like, that is the easiest time to hit a black target.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just, yeah, if you look at the numbers like that, be like, yes, of course, there are more white cops shooting black kids than there are black cops shooting
But it's like, I think it's, there
it's
is just, some like.
It's a false statistic. It's just like, if you look at it for even a second, you go like, oh yeah, well, I mean, obviously that makes sense. Yeah. I'm not saying that there's not systematic racism and there's not issues in the black community that you know, enable them to be. More likely to commit crimes, but let's get real. That's just not the statistic that it's not a racism thing. It's a fucking.
Well, it's not the thing is it's happening to black people. It's just also happening to white people and it's not being talked
about.
Happens
to everybody.
And, like,
of course. Yeah. Everybody gets shot by cops.
Yeah, those are the ones with fucking guns.
Yeah, isn't it like most disproportionately like Native Americans or some shit? And nobody ever talks about that because we're just like, all right, just fucking hurry
getting
up
shot.
Yeah, I think so.
Native Americans are getting shot
by police. Yeah,
yeah. There's an eagle on your head.
I never
talking about eagle. That story in Newark.
He's turning into a coyote. You in front of the cigar store. Still. Freeze.
Oh, shit. Fuck. Yeah, man. What happened with this anti-manspreading chair?
What?
There's a manspreading. I've been fucking... against the anti-manspreading movement since the beginning. I was literally the
tell
first person
tell him to scoot over
talking about manspreading. Okay, you're right, but look, I the other side of it, which I do understand, it's like a lot of people are very socially awkward. A lot of people are not confrontational.
Yeah.
So you get a big guy that's spreading his legs to say to him, hey, will you move over? Depending on the person, I won't tell him to
I
do
mean
that.
There was a guy who forgot to take his kids out of a car. Maybe there's a guy who forgot to put his legs closer together.
You know what I mean?
It's like it's like an absent-minded thing. You put your legs open because there's room and then there's not room anymore, but you fucking don't think about it.
Yeah, you're like reading or something. You get on an empty train. You're just like, oh yeah, I could spread out, and then the train's full. 8 stops later, you don't realize.
Yeah, it's also we live in a society where it's like, yeah, if you're a small person, it's easy, right? So I'm a big guy with big thighs. I fucking spread out a little bit. I'm very conscious if people get on the train to kind of scoot in and to fucking move over. But
not only that, sitting with your knees together in a bucket seat hurts like hell.
Yeah, it's just, it's very uncomfortable. I'm literally, my hip flexors are being tightened the entire time. Yeah. It's a fucking exercise in order to let this bitch sit next to me. So you're welcome, ladies. Okay, you're fucking welcome, okay? But
you know how they have the thing at the end of the train, the two seats, it's like these are for handicapped people and pregnant people? Mm-hmm. I feel like all the middle seats in the three-seaters should just say for Asian people.
Yeah. Or they should have bigger seats for fat people, and they should say, please allow this fat fuck to sit down and not feel self-conscious. Because the other thing is like, okay, so there's the man spreading, but what happens with the really large woman with a big ass who's falling into the two chairs next to her? Now, is she, what, at what point do you, you know, what are we doing here? Are we body shaming her? What about the guy who, he's not man spreading, but he just had fucking surgery and his legs are out and you don't know that he has some sort of issue with his hip and he has to sit that way? What about the fucking women who sit on the subway and they put their bag on the chair next to them every fucking time, which is way more of a problem?
Yeah.
Way more of a problem. So, look, the reality is, it's just about having human decency. You should be teaching people, hey, just so you know, be conscious. If there's somebody on the train, try to make space for the next person. If you see people trying to get on the subway, move toward the center. It's just nobody teaches.
Take your fucking backpack off.
Nobody teaches people etiquette at all. Mm. Like, people will stand in front of the fucking doorway when you're getting on and off the subway.
Yeah. Asians, say it.
And it's
always Asians. It's
usually black kids. Asians, what are we talking about? 14-year-old
black kids will not move chairs out of the way of the door.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
Asians just plow right through. Everybody's supposed to, like, exactly, go out. Asians just put their heads down and
I appreciate. I wish
ahead.
Everybody just
go to Grand
that
Street.
Well, they have those guys. They have those guys who stuff them into the trains in Tokyo.
Yeah, they hit them with the sticks.
Yeah,
they got the herding stick. Top.
Yeah, I had to do that the other day. I was with my son, and I'm just watching people with their backs to the door, and it's a packed train. But I'm seeing space, and I'm like, hey guys, you guys over there, you have to move in so everyone else can move in. And
yeah. They
just have this sort of attitude, and there's not much etiquette taught to people. Mm. So that's really what the problem is. It is not the style of chair or man spreading or female spreading. It is not everyone's fucking rude as shit, well, when you put 1,000 people on a small
what
space.
What it is it's like, you know how fucking in hot ass places people are just like
melting babies?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
I know. It's
they got
story.
Anger issues, and then that's what it's like. I don't know. The train turns into the Middle East when you're down on the fucking platform. Everybody's like in a bad mood. Nobody wants to fucking move. They're like, everybody's just pissed off.
Well, we do this thing in New York where when we're in transit, we put on blinders. It's weird because everyone else gets into a car and they get to kind of have these actual walls. But in New York, we kind of put on this invisible wall where when we're going somewhere, no matter how personable you are, you're really in your own space. Nobody's just saying, oh, hey, like when you're on the subway, you're not having a conversation with the person next to you.
Right.
No matter. I mean, nobody does that. It's fucking weird when people do that. Right. Yeah. But New York is sort of unique in that sense that everybody, no matter what class you are, whether you're a fucking millionaire or you're homeless, you're using the same sort of modes of transportation and you're I know a lot of people use fucking Uber. I use Uber a lot too, but yeah. I still jump on the subway.
I feel there's a lot of people who use the subway.
If it's faster, I will use the subway every time.
Yeah, if it's faster.
It's within 10 minutes.
You're right.
Yeah. It's just, I use Ubers a lot, but if I'm coming down here during the day,
I'd be stuck in traffic.
I'd spend $50 each way, and I'm just stuck in traffic the whole way, which might even be more frustrating. You know, I need to be sort of moving at all times. But show these chairs that this woman created for to go against manspreading.
No.
Yeah. So they sort of come in at like a point. So they... Do they encourage you?
Men have balls.
I think that encourages man spreading more because you're hanging your leg off.
Wait, which
my legs would
chair?
Be spread on either side
I
of
it? I would
be
way more open. I don't open too much when I sit on it on the train. But if it's...
So now the women
if they
are
were shaped
encouraged?
Like that, I'd be... Oh, I guess if they have a lip that comes up, that would be annoying. But any of the dudes in this room are way bigger than that dude barely fitting there.
Oh, the other seat encourages women
to spread their legs open.
Wait,
to take up more space. I hate this.
Oh, wait, oh, they're supposed to. They're both. They're supposed to be next to each other.
Right. I don't know what the fuck. Which one they're going?
Why the encouraging women to take up space is the stupidest thing about.
Why?
It's just so funny too, because like that's not how women and men are built. It's like women have bigger. It's like the seat is bigger in the back. It's like women usually have more going on back there.
And create indentations to sort of encourage the way the legs to like sit. I don't even mind that idea, just to create more space and you get people to sort of mentally get into it. But that's just fucking ridiculous. So the other side of it is like, but we're also giving women chairs so they can take up more space.
Yeah, but then what's stopping us from sitting in a woman chair?
Right.
I'm just gonna sit there.
Not
fuck
a woman,
you,
I'll tell you that much.
Exactly. What is
move
she
me,
do?
Bitch.
You better pick up that
Get the fuck out of here.
Go sit in the fucking close your pussy chair. It's literally the chair is actually it's the opposite. The women should be sitting in the chair with
for
their
modesty.
Knees together. Yes.
Yeah.
And the men should have
the woman's chair should have stirrups.
What do you have an interview with the creator of this chair?
Yeah, I have an interview. We'll just play it.
Let's see. Oh, it's a he.
No. He's talking to. He's the interviewer.
No, it's like, listen to me. Listen.
So
this is
with these chairs, I was just trying to kind of manipulate how people might interact with them and maybe challenge how
too. Hell
men
yeah.
and women would stereotypically often sit.
And what has the reaction been to them?
I've had, you know, some really good reactions of the people that I met at the shows and people
Pause
who
it.
Sat on the chairs. But
let me tell you about the 3 death threats I got on Twitter.
Is this a fucking Australian bitch?
This is a British person.
Okay, you know I can't tell.
Oh, so this isn't happening here.
Thank God.
Good.
Oh, fuck.
There has been a lot of backlash online from them. So, you know, it's
look how uncomfortable this fucking black guy is.
For men?
Yeah, mostly men, people online.
Rape
kind of
threats, death
being
threats.
Being really rude, telling me that maybe the world would be a better place if I jumped off a tall bridge, which is...
That's horrendous.
That is horrendous, because we're sort of having a laugh about this.
I hate this new thing where they go there, I got a death threat. I got this person told me, oh my God, just for creating a chair.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Get off the internet. People are going to say mean shit. People are going to tell you they want you to die. Do you know how many times people tell Zach that they want him to die?
Frequently.
Okay.
People tell me they want Zach to die.
I tell you that I want Zach to die.
Yeah. Okay? Lewis texts me every morning.
This is, it's a society we live in now where people at their fingertips, look how easy it is to write, go die. Ooh, look how easy that was. It is such an easy action with no fucking...
I wanted to do an autofill joke, but I feel like committing to something mean.
But I mean, it's such an easy thing to do now. So we go like, oh my God, how awful could it... It's not that awful.
I mean, you were
losers.
Just talking about like being in transit. You like think that you're in this like box and people aren't around. People in traffic, when they're in their car, they don't think people are around. And that's what the internet is. They're in their fucking cars. They're in a traffic jam. People are pissed off.
They
want to
write their thing.
Shit.
And they want to affect you in one way
they
or another.
They forget that other people can see it.
And... Yes, there are some times when people say, I'm going to kill you. And most of the time, that's not a real threat, by the way. Most of the time, guess what?
And
no comedian that I know has ever been murdered for a joke. In the history of stand-up comedy, there's never been somebody that showed up at a comedy club with a gun and said, that joke pissed me off and I'm going to kill them. Now, maybe it'll happen one day.
I'm surprised.
Maybe it'll happen one day, but it hasn't yet. So to pretend that this is a real threat, it just doesn't happen.
Well,
so,
didn't Dina just get like threats for a joke?
She did, but at the same time, think about this. Every rapper who's ever said anything against XXXTentacion has also gotten those same threats.
Right.
They don't
right.
care. They move on to their next thing. Like, we comedians were so sensitive that it's like, do you think the other rappers that shit on him after he died, do you think they contacted the record label being like, you got to give me security? This is crazy. Do you think they were going up? They move on to the next thing. The reality is those fans have already moved on. They don't care.
Yeah.
They, probably like 2 or 3 that are going to still bother her.
Nobody gives
on
a shit. But the reality is she got it pretty bad. And people have already moved on because it's what you do to it. So the reality is she should have never apologized. It would have gone away in a day, right?
Yeah.
It would have gone away in a day versus the 3 or 4 days that it took because you sort of stoked those fires. Everyone who's famous, I don't give a fuck, dude. Everyone who is famous receives threats like that. I said this about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan hunts. Do you think every time he posts a video of him hunting, he doesn't get literally 100 people saying, I'm going to kill you?
Yeah, those PETA assholes that
troll
him. Yeah,
they will literally say to him, I'm going to fuck... I guarantee this. And anybody who has an opinion, says or does anything at all controversial, if you're doing that on the internet and you're doing it publicly, expect people to say fucked up things to you. We have to have thicker skins.
Social media is optional.
Yeah. You could tap out. You can go, cool, I'm just going to stay off social media for a couple of days. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And I get it. I fucking get it. It's hard to fucking fight that urge to not go back. I deal with it all the time. I get into arguments with people all the time on the internet because I have to fight that urge. But I know it's not right. I know it's like, I'm like, what am I doing? Well, how am I? I don't see anybody that I look up to in the comedy world doing what I do on the internet. Nobody. So, the whole idea of death threats, the whole idea, and we literally, if I were to break down every time somebody said, I hope you die.
Right. Yeah, that's not a threat. That's going, just a
I know,
hope.
But they'll use that as a threat. You know right, what I'm saying? They'll right. say that's a threat. Yeah. Keep on playing the video, but that's essentially said. What she said. Yeah.
And people have been telling me that since we started fucking podcasting like 10 years ago.
They're right.
Yeah, I should die.
Okay, give us some volume.
My mom was right, too.
You're getting that sort of reaction.
Yeah, I mean, it was super discouraging and quite hard at the beginning, but I think, you know, I'm beginning to realize that when you're tackling social issues or trying to discuss them, especially ones that tend to be quite polarizing, such as, like, gender politics, you do tend to step on people's toes, and the people that have been messaging me maybe are, you know, a small percentage of the population that, you know, are really the ones that want to spread hate, and so it's maybe not worth having a dialogue with them.
Mm. On the flip side, you won an award, didn't you? So,
pause it. You know. I mean, she actually essentially said what we just said, which right. is true. Yeah. I mean, that's the best way to handle it. You realize, like, oh, it's not actually... Like
this person isn't looking for discourse.
About. Yeah,
just playing victim. That's all she was doing.
Yeah. Well, she reacted. I think in a good way.
No, she said that. Pretty chill about it. The crazy shit you hear is such a small amount of
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
That they're
yeah.
just very vocal. Just
yeah. And one I think guy. You know she was sort of articulating in the beginning that at first it was like I don't mind that, and she's kind of hot too. I like it.
It was yeah. the other people that were making a big deal. Like, oh yeah. my god, they said that.
I agree.
Well, they're the ones that need to play that up.
Right, yeah, they're the show.
It's just, it's sort of a, you know, and look, I'm not downplaying the threat that women face. I know, you guys do. It's a legitimate thing. I know there was that one fucking guy who was threatening to show up at comedy clubs and attack female comedians, and it was, like, pretty legitimate, oh, you know? Shit. What was the
yeah,
guy's
but wasn't
name?
He, like, a small Jew?
Ari something.
See?
Do you remember small Jew. Name? I don't remember. But
what's so here's the most fucking frustrating part about being a woman is a weak man is usually still stronger than us. mm-hmm. Like that's the hardest part. It's like this bitch could probably beat me up. That sucks.
I know it does.
Ari Temple.
Yeah,
Ari
Temple. That was the guy's name, right? And he was.
Did that ever get resolved?
I remember. I know that he was going after Corinne Fisher specifically, yeah. and I believe that cops were involved.
Yeah, I think he was arrested for like terroristic threats. This guy was like, and I heard that he showed up at a comedy club. Like recently, yeah, it's fucking.
And then they told him Legion of Skanks is sold out tonight. You're gonna yeah. have to be on standby.
Well, he's gonna
next
be
week.
A guest yeah. next week. Oh, okay. So we're good.
Him and Mark
of course.
I would actually talk to that fucking guy and see what got in his head.
What
and
happened?
See what the fuck happened there? Where you're threatening female comics online? You have to be so. Here's where it gets a little scary. Where you make threats online. And you're in the public eye. And you're not just a fucking egg right. or a random troll or creating a fake account. You're a dude. That is a little bit scary because this guy has accountability. He's now not allowed at a bunch of comedy clubs. Comedians are obsessed with this shit. So you have to be a little unhinged to do that. So yeah. that guy, I would go like, yeah, if that guy's around, maybe you should fucking keep your eye on him. But once again, it's also really easy to do those threats online. It's just not the same... It's not the same thing as in real life. I don't.
Well,
think...
did he know any of these girls? Like, had he met
know.
Any of them?
I truly don't know the
yeah.
story.
Do you?
I remember hearing about it, but
yeah. yeah,
I don't know. I just don't take any of that stuff that seriously. I don't know what it is, but I just don't.
It was yeah. a comic.
This is what he wrote.
I've
yeah,
had people
a female
say creepy
comedian
weird
in New
things.
York City. Her initials are CF. She has a podcast called
"Hey, I Have a Dick, Sir."
Yeah,
she must be decapitated.
yeah,
what the fuck?
The G-W. Yeah, it's Corinne Fisher. Guys, we fucked. She must be decapitated. He wrote. Which is like a fucking, you know, you're a little unhinged to not have the wherewithal to know not to do that online.
Yeah, that's not a sane person.
Yeah, so, but yeah, we'll see what happens with that guy. I heard he showed up at a comedy club last week.
Oh, really?
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like a couple months ago,
this
right?
This was months ago, yeah.
Oof.
Where it's like, I mean, that I would look at that as a real threat. If I
yeah,
was Corinne, I would go, yeah, that's a fuck. She needs
that
to
would
be decapitated.
Freak me out.
That's a weird
yeah.
fucking threat, you know? And that's the thing where people, the whole Louis thing was such a big deal. People were like, oh, it's a workplace safety issue. It's like, no, if Louis was coming out going like, hey, like preying on chicks and like, Louis is so like obviously shamed and done with that shit. Louis is telling fucking jokes. There's no chance he's repeating the offense, which I don't even believe is an offense, jerking or whatever. But there's no chance he's repeating that. It's not a workplace safety issue. That guy, I believe, is a workplace safety issue. That guy is threatening female comedians. Not even female. Forget it. Threatening any comic. Hmm. If somebody is just coming in and saying, oh, I'm going to show up at comedy clubs and fight people.
He's also,
right?
he's also a patron, not an employee. You know what I mean? Like,
well, he's a comic.
Oh, he is?
He is a comic?
Yeah, I mean, is he a comic or is he a comic?
Yeah, he's a comic.
Because there's people who, like, you know, well, there's people who actually get work. Yeah, there's people who don't actually go up.
No, most comics are open micers. 90% of comics just don't, they don't make any money. If you're not making money doing stand-up, this is sort of the line. If it's not what you do for, like, a living, whether you can work as a producer in the world of comedy, if you're working in the world of entertainment and that's what you do, that is, you're a professional comic. Beyond that, you're sort of learning the ropes and you're in college, so to say. So he's probably a young open micer or whatever. Right. But that would be fucking bizarre. I would have an issue with that guy showing up at a show that one of my fucking friends were on.
Is there a video of him chasing down Judd Apatow also?
No, I don't know. But that's the thing. All these guys got to fucking, consider how you look. Mark Random, it's like, I like having him on the show. He's funny when he's on the show. But then everyone tells me, it's like, dude, that guy's dangerous. He's going to fucking murder you.
He's
and all
definitely not dangerous. But
no, I don't think so. I truly don't think so. Maybe he is.
Doesn't mean you should have him on the show.
He said Jimmy wasn't dangerous. And, here we are.
I mean, I think Jimmy could take Mark Random.
Dude, Jimmy Martinez versus Mark Random, Ellis Mania 20. That's the fight. Mm. That's literally just...
You should just put Random on your back like Master Blaster.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up soon. We have some more fan fiction.
Yes, and most people are doubled up on their roles because there's a million roles.
Okay,
so who's who? Them.
Okay, so Lewis and Zach as themselves. Great. I figure maybe Abby should play Ian Fidance.
All right.
Probably for the best.
Dave Smith. Doug, do you want to play Dave Smith?
Sure.
Black man, Chris.
Okay.
Ticket guy, Zach. The manager, Lewis.
No, I'm only one role.
All right. Who wants to play the manager?
I'm only Lewis.
Who's playing Big J?
I'll try to remember.
Jay was Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
So whoever, do you want to play the manager, Abby?
I'll do that, yeah.
Okay. Tim will be...
Just one line. Okay. I'll be Tim.
Okay. And the narrator will be Nate.
Sure. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Real Ass Fan Fiction. Shoot us emails at realassofficial@gmail.com if you want to send in your fan fiction in script form only. Also, we take your fan questions there, video questions, really anything. What else do we need there, Shannon?
Scam that juice.
And
please pay attention to the email and stop direct messaging me. It's realassofficial@gmail.com.
Realassofficial@gmail.com. Send in your scams. We haven't had a good scam in a while.
The real scam is if you really want Shannon to look at your dick pic, now just send it to that email.
That's very true.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. The real ass heist. Exterior, parking lot. Zach and Lewis are standing behind a car with its trunk popped open. Zach is wearing a small Fortnite t-shirt, a diaper, and a beanie with a propeller.
You ready for this?
You've been planning this grab for weeks. I ain't backing out now. Is the rest of the team in position?
So Dave had to go to the Cato Institute for some bullshit libertarian retreat. Jay took 14 blue chews and can't even stand up. Oh, and Godfrey said black people don't do elaborate heists.
What? So it's just the two of us?
Don't worry, Fidance is still in. Oh, and here's the bag of shit.
Zach looks stunned as Lewis pats him on the back and hands him a bag of shit. Lewis slams the trunk of the car down to reveal a glowing red Chuck E. Cheese sign. Title card, earlier that day. Interior, basement. Lewis impatiently spins a fidget spinner in front of a dry erase board. Fidance, Jay, Dave, and Zach come down the stairs. Godfrey sits in a corner smiling.
Well, about time, guys.
Lewis, you were running over 2 hours late, and we went next door to grab a slice.
I love Dave being Italian. It'd be a better... It'd be better. Imagine Dave was like, listen to me, taxation is theft, you know? Let's see. Sorry. Godfrey didn't seem to mind waiting for me to finish beating up my son's bullies.
That isn't Godfrey. That's a cardboard cutout, dude.
Godfrey sits still with a big frozen smile.
Shit, I've been talking to him for 45 minutes. I thought I was killing.
Nope, there's a note on the back. It says, I'm too black for this shit, your friend Godfrey.
Lewis, come on, let's hear what your plan is. That way I can say no, go home, and watch my wife have sex.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Shut the fuck up, Ian.
Keep giving me all the sugar, and I just might think you guys might have a crush on me.
Ian is an old-timey New York accent.
Yes. It'll fluctuate.
Lewis writes Chuck E. Cheese in crayon on the dry erase board.
We're all familiar with these words, but what do they mean for us?
Chunker E. Cheese? Is that the guy who stabbed your father?
No, Jay. It clearly says Chuck E. Cheese, which is short for Charles Entertainment Cheese, which is long for...
Hold on, is that real?
Yeah, his middle name is actually Entertainment. I did my research on this guy.
Damn, are you sure you didn't go to college, Lewis?
Guys, do you want money or not?
The collective grumble amongst them. The collective grumble amongst themselves a second, but settle on a mostly affirmative grunt.
I was humiliated by that ticket attendant. I was denied a beautiful prize for my son, James. Now we're going to take them for all they got. I spent weeks crafting the perfect heist, and each of you have a key role.
As Lewis narrates the plan, the picture zooms
narrates?
Into... What?
Narrates?
That's what's written here.
Narrates.
Oh, my goodness.
As Lewis narrates the plan. It's not Australia, doggy.
This is going to be a long okay. script. The picture zooms into his beautiful mind filled with basic math equations and knives. We see every step of the plan as he narrates it.
Dave, I need you to be the face. Go in, start talking about your son's first birthday party here. There. Really get into the specifics. Then when you get into the price, start working that Hebrew magic.
Got it.
That should buy Zach enough time to slip in the front disguised as a small child. You're going to make a beeline for that ball pit and place this turd inside of it. We need to clear out any witnesses, and this will make them scatter.
We return to reality as Lewis pulls a shit-filled sandwich bag from his pocket and sets it in front of Zach.
Wouldn't it just be easier for me to poop in the ball pit myself?
Think about it, Zach. What if you choke and can't make it happen? I don't want to look like an idiot getting caught stealing from Chuck E. Cheese because my friend Zach couldn't squeeze out a loaf. Okay, so Zach drops the turd, all the customers scatter, and the desk clerk goes and picks up the dookie. This leaves only two obstacles between me and the cash, the manager and cracking the office safe.
What's my job?
You have the most important job. You're the honeypot. You're going to march right up to that manager's office and suck his dick.
What if he's not gay?
If he manages the Chuck E. Cheese brother, he's going to be happy anything is getting his tip wet.
I guess I'm just putting my love into the world. I'm in.
Did you forget about me, Lewis?
Not a chance. You're the lookout. Just be fat and lean against the wall or something with your hands inside of your hoodie.
All right, let me practice.
Jay puts on a masterclass display of being fat and shady.
You're nailing it, doggy.
Title card. Later that day, exterior, parking lot. Lewis pats Zach on the back and hands him a bag of shit. Zach approaches the Chuck E. Cheese slowly, his heart pounding out of his chest. Interior, Chuck E. Cheese. As Zach enters the Chuck E. Cheese, all the black customers turn and look at him. Lots of lip smacking and da fucks are heard as he approaches the ball pit. Zach discreetly pulls the poop bag from his diaper and empties it into the ball pit. A concerned black man approaches the counter where the ticket douche is examining tickets for authenticity.
Hey, dude, some fat white motherfucker shit all over the ball pit. I think he's slow because he brought it in with him in a little baggie. That shit's screwed and chopped. Fine, I guess I'll call the cops.
Ticket douche picks up a nearby phone. As he begins his complaint, Lewis is seen in the background grabbing a dragon incense holder from the top prize shelf.
Yeah, I'm at the Chuck E. Cheese on 48th and...
Lewis commando rolls in front of the counter and kisses the dragon before putting it in his satchel.
It's even more beautiful up close, James. I can't wait for you to see it.
Hearing a commotion, Lewis darts right and hides behind an arcade cabinet. Zach, bruised and covered in shit, is being thrown out by a mob of black customers led by concerned black man. Zach spots Lewis and smiles, revealing that some of his teeth have been knocked out.
Lewis, help Lewis. You don't shut the fuck up. I'm finna make your asshole, Lewis. Get the fuck out. This is a family establishment, you dipshitted honky.
As Zach is thrown out by the mob, Fidance strolls in, shoots Lewis an okay sign, and slithers up to the door near the back marked management and gives it a couple knocks. A manager opens the door.
I think that's you, Doug.
Oh, you here to suck my dick?
Wait, no, the manager?
I mean, yeah, that's me. You here to suck my dick?
It's a woman. Why would you cast the woman?
To suck her own dick.
She's a dick. All right, get Keto Man's voice, Abby, please.
Oh, right. You here to suck my dick?
Perfect.
Fidance makes some gasping and sputtering noises and just nods. The manager puts his enormous hairy hands on his neck and drags him into the office. Interior, manager's office. Lewis slowly opens the door and spots the manager getting topped off by Fidance. Lewis makes a gesture to Fidance to eat his ass. Fidance flips the manager so he's not facing Lewis.
Hey, so while I'm eating your ass, you mind if I talk through this bit I'm working on? It's how gay orphans have it easy because they don't have to wait for their fathers to die to come out and...
The manager pushes Fidance's head into his ass and muffled comedy can be heard as Lewis makes his way towards comedy. The safe. He puts his ear to it using criminal Puerto Rican finger dexterity. He deftly cracks the safe and pulls out a couple stacks of bills and loads them in his satchel before leaving the office. Exterior, parking lot. Zach is sitting in the back of a squad car while two cops are interviewing the concerned black man.
These white people can't keep come shitting in our ball pits.
Zach spots Lewis.
Lewis. Lewis. Did you do it? Did you get enough to make bail?
Sorry, doggy. You're going to have to bite this one, but it's going to do wonders for your street cred. I'll remember you.
Lewis bails and a single tear rolls down Zach's cheek. Fidance is seen behind him being carried home by the burly manager. Title card. 1 week later, Lewis is sitting in the podcast studio with Tim Dillon.
You're listening to The Real Ass Podcast with Lewis J. Gomez, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, and Tim Dillon, Fat Gay Hitler. Hey, I just remembered. Did you ever hear from Zach again? Lewis counting a sack of money. Who? The end.
End.
Yeah. Not bad. It's all right. It was okay.
I like that your Tim voice is the same as your Justin Silver voice.
Hey! Hi! I'm not gay.
It's like Reservoir Duds.
this was a long one without a lot of laughs. The last one we did, it wasn't that funny either. And then
was that the Lion King one?
And then the guy who wrote it hit me up and he was like, dude, he was like, I want to kill myself. I feel so bad you guys trashed my... And then I was like, dude, who cares? It's fucking hilarious that we trashed it. It's funny that it's bad. This one was so bad that it wasn't even funny. Thanks, Shannon. Thanks for proofreading.
I don't know. There was shit in it, you know? That's
yeah,
pretty good.
There's it was fine. It was good. It wasn't bad. It was a good story.
Yeah. Ian's getting fucked like, by it could have been like two manager. Or three pages.
Yeah, it was fine. It just was the best. We're not reading all these from now on, Shannon. You're gonna send them to me first, and I'm gonna read them. You don't actually understand
That's
funny.
That's totally not gonna happen at all. He's not doing his bidding.
Shannon doesn't understand funny the same way that I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a fucking
man.
Well, that's number one. That is true. Men are probably scientifically funnier than women. Is that not true?
Well, you guys have more of like a need to be funny, and whereas we don't. So I mean, we're less inclined.
It's like we've been. It's like. Since we are children, we are working that muscle.
Yeah, because I don't know. Funny gets women. That's why guys are funny. Funny course. Gets what you guys know. You
and
guys,
funny
you
repels
guys hit above
men.
Your fucking.
Mm. It's also less likely. You're less likely to get your ass whipped by somebody who just whips people's asses for no reason if you're funny.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally.
Funny guys in jail never get beaten.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Well, they less so. Yeah. A lot less.
Yeah, well, look, this was a fun show.
I'm going to be able to make so many jokes with my dick in your mouth.
It was a little bit of a weird fan fiction, but that's okay. The fan fictions aren't always going to be fucking phenomenal, okay? Whatever, what are you going to do? All right, look, follow everyone on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, all that other good shit.
Check your backseat for your kids.
Yeah, guys, if you're doing the show, or you're listening to the show right now, you probably got a little zoned out. You're like, this is such entertaining
stuff. Check
other
people's backseats for kids.
Yeah.
Would you, if you saw a baby in a backseat, would you throw a brick through it?
I would, it probably.
What if you killed the baby with the brick? Would you walk away and not say anything?
Absolutely.
I would not. I would
grab the brick.
Not a word.
The brick has the fingerprints on it. You got to take the brick.
You can't get fingerprints off a brick. I feel like bricks don't take fingerprints.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, I feel like
they absorb water.
They crumble a little.
Oil.
Oh, yeah, I feel like they must.
There's no fingerprints.
Not if you
on
put your fingers through. It depends on
fine.
Trying.
If you're gonna
you
do it, put a glove on, just in case you kill this baby with the brick. Put a glove on, then throw.
Always
it.
Have a glove and a brick on you to save a baby at a moment's notice.
And then if you kill that baby, run. Should that person that tried to save the baby get in trouble for putting a brick through the baby's head?
Of course. Oh no.
Right. Good question.
It's a paradox. You know?
That's all, folks. All right, guys. We'll check you on Wednesday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.